On the next episode of Sips, Suds, and Smokes.
Here are the wines we're going to be discussing today. So from Marinon, we have the Le Fleuve Roi Côte de Rhône 2023. The Le Trois Chênes Gigondas. Forgive my French. We have the Cruchem Creus Hermitage. We have the Le Roche d'Or, Shut Enough to Pop. Le Fils Coiffier Ventoux.
That means the coffee's expensive?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going with that.
And Le Village Perche Luberon 2022.
Wait.
And then our last wine we have from the folks at the Brassfield Estate Winery. We have the Brassfield Estate 2021 Cabernet Sauvignon, which is not French, which is from Lake County in California.
We'll be right back after this break. Live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It's Sips, Suds, and Smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. It's sippin' time.
Hey, yes, it's sippin' time again. Welcome to this Sips episode where everything good in life is worth discussing. As always, we are the best thing on at 2 a.m. or 4 a.m. or 5 a.m. or who are we kidding? We're third best at 2 a.m. on our best day. So,
well, we're losing market share to Battlestar Galactica every week.
Well, you know, at least
you like the 80s one better or the one in the O's?
I like the original one.
Yeah, the original one was fun.
It had the Cartwrights on it. And
yeah.
I mean, you know, Lauren Green.
They played big.
Pretty sure Lauren Green's going to be the guy that's going to take us home. So,
yeah.
Well, this is Mayman Bob, and joining me today, we are a short shift today. So we were supposed to have four people here, and two of them are not making it. One of them is a really good excuse because he's on the potty and has not left the potty in hours. So it is down to just the two of us with this wine. So we will persevere and carry on. So.
Yep.
Good
old boy Justin checking in. And we have all this wonderful wine to ourselves. I'm not so sad about that.
Yeah, I'm not going to complain. So. No. It could be a lot worse. So, yeah.
Up for the challenge.
All right. Well, let's carry on. And since it's only the two of us, we even added an extra wine in because we'll probably have the extra time because we won't have so many people yapping. So let's go ahead and start talking about the wines that we're going to be drinking today. So our sip segments are all about distilled spirits, tea, coffee, wine, anything else that you can sip. And here are the wines we're going to be discussing today. So from Marinon, we have the Le Fleuve Roi Côte de Rhône 2023. The Le Trois Chênes Gigondas. Forgive my French. We're very, very French today.
So. There's like...
Yeah. It's...
Is that French for gigantic three chains or what?
Probably, yeah.
I'm going with that.
So. We have the Cruchem Creus Hermitage. We have the Le Roche d'Or, Shut Enough to Pop. Le Fils Coiffier Ventoux.
That means the coffee's expensive?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going with that.
And Le Village Perche Luberon 2022.
So,
and then our last wine we have from the folks at the Brassfield Estate Winery. We have the Brassfield Estate 2021 Cabernet Sauvignon, which is not French, which is from Lake County in California. So we will persevere to carry on. So let's have Justin, since you're the only one here other than me, let's have Justin tell us about our SIPs ratings.
All sunk ratings today.
Yeah, we'll do all of them. Why not? Yeah. We got the time.
One sip. Qu'est-ce que c'est? Give me a glass of water to wash out my mouth. Ugh. Two sips. Very nice, but what else do you have?
Well, isn't that nice?
Three sips. This is interesting. What was this again?
What?
It's a German. German.
Yeah. Maybe from Alsace.
I was thinking the Rhine River, not Rhone.
Yeah, yeah. Wrong river.
It's probably the same one. They just changed the name. Okay. Four sips. Mon Dieu, let's keep this secret to ourselves and pour me another.
That's classified.
Five sips. Oh my, I was unaware anything could be this good.
I'm not sure that's a Frenchman or if that's a Frenchman trying to impersonate Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh my goodness!
Yes! 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 Yes!
It was a seizure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that was a seizure. Yeah. That was a full tilt Beavis and Butthead. Yeah, that was, yeah. What? Yeah, complete seizure.
Un great con Julio.
Yeah, you are, yeah.
La
large con Julio. Yeah, or something. Yeah, I don't know. What the hell? We're doing the best we can, guys. So, all right. So, let's start out with our first wine and a little bit of information about Marinon. So, it's founded in 1965. Marinon is a key player amongst the operators in the Luberon and Ventoux. Surrounded by mountains to north and to south, the vineyards receive a maximum exposure to the sun, tempered by the altitude and the thermal amplitude of the Southern Alps. Located in the heart of the regional nature park of Luberon, a biosphere reserve recognized by UNESCO, 100% of their Luberon vineyards are located within the Luberon National Park. They work with park officials to engage together in some agro-ecological actions to help protect the land. If you can look them up, they do a lot of good stuff to take care of the environment around there. So, but they're farmers, and that's what farmers do. So, and our first wine from them is the Marinon Le Fleuve Roi Côte d'Aronne 2023. So this is 15% ABV. It is Grenache Noir and Syrah. Traditional vinification on D-stem grapes with very gentle extraction with a maceration time between 15 and 21 days, aged in vats and on fine lees. So on the color, a little bit of a garnet edge to it. Let's see on the nose. Got a very pretty nose. I love a good Côte d'Aronne. Nice red fruit, dark red fruit, plums. There's some savory herbs in there. A little bit of a floral note as well on the nose. And on the palate, hold on. On the palate, the black cherry just leaps out of the glass. It's got a lovely, juicy texture to it. A little bit of licorice on the back palate. It's got a nice coat to it. It's got a reasonably decent amount of tannin for a Côte d'Aronne. And the finish on it, not bad. Not, about medium short, but medium. Overall, a very good Côte d'Aronne. What did you think, Justin?
So the color I got like halfway between a ruby and a garnet. On the nose, I got some clay, orange rind, and broccoli, but the broccoli faded off. So I guess that was just a new open kind broccoli? Of flavor that fades. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
On the nose. Yeah. It didn't taste definitely, like broccoli,
there's an herbally vegetal savory to it, which you get with a lot of roans. But I'll go with that.
And the palate was less intense than the nose. And there were smooth, dark fruits. There was like definitely some nice tannins going on there. And then it yielded to a fruit and lime refreshing brief finish. And this is a really well done expression. Good balance. And I would definitely love some cheese with this. It'd be good.
I love a good Cotteron. I really do. It's a great wine just for sipping at any time. This one is particularly nice. I'm enjoying it, and we'll be back.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising, glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Hey, and we're back, and we were just wrapping up our discussion on the Marinon Cotteron 2023. So I think we pretty much said all we had to say about it, but let's give it a rating. We're going to be giving the Marinon Cotteron 2023 a well-deserved 4 sips.
That's classified.
Well done.
Yeah, this one was really, really nice. So
yeah.
Why don't you tell us about our next wine?
Okay. We're going to go with Marinon Les Trois Champs Gigondas 2023. 14.5% alcohol by volume. Half Grenache Noir, half Syrah. The vineyards are planted in a wide variety of soils, including limestone and clay marl. What's a marl?
A type of clay soil.
Okay, very good.
Yeah.
It's a long vatting period, averaging 28 days. Free run juice only. Aged for 3 months in a barrel. So the color on this, it's much closer to ruby, a little lighter than the last one we talked about. On the nose, I'm getting like a little Chambour, some raspberry liqueur also. And I got strawberries, blackberries, graphite, and oak. And on probably do that 3 month barrel aging. And then I'm hunting for the next page. There we go.
There you go.
On the palate, it was full fruit. There was good balance to it. It was not terribly complex. I'm an easy drinker. And it was a short, pleasant finish. What did you think, Bob?
I like this one. It was a very good expression. On the nose, there's a little bit of a nuttiness in the tip of the nose, but mostly I'm getting the dark fruit. I'm getting the raspberry, cassis, blackberry. There's sort of a slaty, minerally earthiness to it. I think that's the graphite you were talking about. Yeah, pretty nose. On the palate, let's take a look here. Black cherry, raspberry, black pepper, and a little bit of, there's an herb in there, I think. A little bit of thyme on the back of the palate.
Always thyme for thyme.
Always thyme, yeah. Yeah, nice. Very nice. Mm. Yeah, that's, yeah, definitely. That's definitely thyme. Yeah, well integrated. Got a good mouthfeel to it. Gives you a good coat. Yeah, medium finish. Not bad at all. Not bad at all. I enjoyed that one. When I met these folks, it was at the it was a trade tasting down in Miami, probably about 8 or 10 months ago, and I was impressed with their whole line. And now I'm going back through it, and I'm really remembering what it was that I was tasting. And yeah, very nice. So we're gonna give the Marinon Gigantes 2023 three sips.
Interesting.
So let's move on to our next wine. That is the Marinon Crucem Croz Hermitage 2023. It is 12% ABV, 100% Syrah. Traditional vinification with short maturing period in oak barrels. The appellation is an area of multiple convergences, rivers and climatic influences, and the interplay of the river deposits has created a lot of different soils, but terraces of rolled pebbles mixed with clay are the most widespread. So, nice garnet on the color. Sort of a royal purpley garnet. On the nose, it's dusty, earthy. I get violets and black olives. Definitely black olives. Let's see about the palate. Hold on. On the palate, there's plums. That earthiness comes through, the dry, dusty earth. Little black cherry on the back. Juicy. Nice. Very, very nice. Very nice.
How's the wine?
I don't know. Pretty good. What do you think, Justin?
I think wine is very interesting. I got riverbed with moss and minerality on the nose. Can really smell that convergence of the rivers and everything they're talking about. And the palate was smooth, brighter fruits, strawberry, blackberry, and the finish was not long but pleasant. This was kind of like a pretty good example of the what I would imagine the terroir would be there.
Yeah, I think the terroir definitely shines through on this one. So, especially with that earthiness to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can smell dusty pebbles. Yeah, very pretty. Very, very pretty. So we're going to be giving the Marinon Crucem Croz Hermitage 2023 a well-deserved three sips.
Interesting.
All right, so it's going to take us on to our next one, and we're going to have Justin tell us about that one.
So now we're going to talk about Marinon Le Rocher d'Or Châteauneuf de Pape 2022, 15% alcohol by volume, 80% Grenache Noir, 10% Syrah, 10% Mourvèdre. Okay. Yeah, I guess that makes sense. The accents on the E. The grapes come mainly from the eastern part of the Appalachian, where the soils are composed of sand and pebbles in equal parts. Someone sit there and measure all the sand and all the pebbles and make sure they're equal.
Yeah.
Yeah,
definitely.
That's very French.
We would have Brent do that. That would be his job. So,
with no limestone, typical of the western part of the Appalachian, maceration lasts around 4 weeks, punctuated by pumping over and punching down. So they got a workout.
Oh, yeah.
The wine was not aged in wood. It was aged in vats to preserve its fruity character and spicy aromas. And this effort paid off.
Yep.
On the nose, I got ripe fruits, rich earth, wet stone. The palate was big, enveloping, nice tannins in it. It was ripe, black fruit, and it was just really well balanced. They mentioned in the notes about intensity, and I didn't get it as very intense, but it was very pleasant. And the finish was pleasant but unremarkable. And we'll talk about Bob's thoughts after the break.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the line of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Hey, and we're back, and we were discussing this lovely Chateauneuf du Pape from Marinon. Justin had just finished giving us his thoughts on it. You were asking me what that meant, and that's Chateauneuf du Pape basically means Castle of the Pope.
Oh.
So during... There was a brief period of time when the papacy left Rome and moved to Avignon, 1309 to 1377, and it was housed in Avignon in the region. So it's basically named in honor of that. If you look, you can see the Pope's the little key symbol on it. The same, what was that? The one, Dan, what's his name? With the... oh God, what's his name? The movie about the Pope when he died and all that, and then the guy took the little thing and branded himself.
Oh, yeah, that sounds familiar. Not the Pope of Greenwich Village.
Mm-mm.
Another Pope movie.
No. Yeah, it was
good one, by the way.
God, I'm blanking on the name on it, but yeah, that's the same logo that he does the whole thing on. So it's a beautiful wine, and it's, you know, one of the more powerful wines that you're going to get in that region. So on my notes on it, let's see. Dan Brown.
Oh.
You know, he did all the movies. Yeah,
chasing the guy who does a lot of cocaine, who chases around
hard
objects. No?
No. Yeah, the one where they were finding the girl. She was like the, you know, they she was the direct descendant of Jesus and all that. What was that movie?
Lost to the Wine, my friend. To the Wine.
So on my notes on this, ripe fruit. You get some of that bramble in there. A little rosemary, a little thyme. That herbal bramble that you get on the palate. Hold on. Lovely, round, nice soft tannins. They're there, but they're not overpowering. A lot of black fruit, black cherry, plum. Nice spiciness to it. There's a good intensity. A classic Chateauneuf du Pape. yeah, this one's quite good. I'm really enjoying
it. Very approachable.
Really enjoying this one. It's drinking well now, but I think you give this a little bit of time. Yeah. Lovely. So we're going to be giving the Marinon La Roche d'Or Chateau Neuf du Pape 2022 a well-deserved 4 sips.
That's classified.
All right. So that's going to take us to our next wine, which is the... Hold on. Let me pull it out here. It's the problem with wine. The glasses are so tall when you got microphones and equipment everywhere. So.
Oh, and you're used to a Glencairn. What's your glass?
Yeah, exactly. So our next wine is the Marinon Le Fi Coiffier Ventoux 2022. It is 14.5% ABV, 90% Grenache Noir, 10% Syrah. Fermented between 18 and 22 C, combined with a maceration for 16 to 20 days. The vineyards are located on a sunny limestone hillsides in the Ventoux Massif, and the harvest is carried out around the end of September. So, again, a lovely violet on the color, on the nose. Black currants, black cherries. There's just a hint of a floral note to it. All the way, you have to dig deep, really down in there. Let's see on the palate, what have we got here? Black currants, raspberries. The tannins on this are very, very fine, very smooth, very silky. Drinks very well. This one's really opened up a lot. We tend to, because we're usually drinking current release stuff. We're not getting, you know, things that have been sitting around for a while. I tend to aerate everything out of the bottle into a decanter and then back into the bottle through the Venturi at least once, sometimes twice, depending on the wine. I did these once. But this one's really opened up in about the last hour. So, it's got a lovely, yeah, the tannins on this are lovely. They just elevate the fruit. They don't really cover the fruit up. What'd you think?
So this was an interesting one. The nose was like pretty traditional for the Rhone variety, you know, the Rhone region, fruity. But the palate was interesting. I got like some black tea elements to it, some like Kenyan coffee along with the fruit you'd expect from the wine. I agree with Bob about the silky tannins. And the finish of this one, unlike other ones we've had today, was nice and long. And I got like clay and minerality on the finish. It was a pretty complex finish. So this one is pretty complex for what we've been having today. So if you want something you can really get into, this one is good.
Yeah, I didn't actually say anything about the finish, but you're right, this is definitely so far the longest finish of all of them. And again, it was shorter when we first started pouring it, but this one has really come along.
Yeah, if you've got some sharp cheddar laying around, go ahead and throw that bad boy in there with this.
Oh yeah.
And
it'd
do interesting things.
This will stand up to, honestly, I think this would stand up to even like a Gorgonzola or Roquefort or Danish blue. But
stinky cheese?
Yeah, stinky cheese is the king.
All right.
But yeah, this is lovely. I'm really enjoying this one. I don't know, what does Randy think?
Well, what about you? You're having a glass of wine.
I'm not having a glass of wine. I'm having 6. It's called a tasting and it's classy.
We're actually having 7, so we're like even classier than
We're very classy.
Randy, so yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
what we're known for.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, this is lovely. Yeah, I'm really enjoying this one. So, let me slide this back over here. So, we're going to be giving the Marinon Le Fils Coiffier Ventoux a well-deserved 4 sips.
That's classified.
While you were talking, I looked it up. It's the Da Vinci Code movies.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And they did Angels and Demons, where like he saved the Vatican and everything.
Yeah.
That one. And there was the Irish guy who was the priest,
uh-huh.
And he killed the Pope, and then he got the branding iron, branded himself before they came in and all. Look at that. That's the logo. Cross keys of the Pope. I'm like.
But was the.
Yeah, Tom Hanks, you know.
Oh, it was Tom Hanks?
Yeah, like, you know, only the biggest star on earth, and I couldn't remember his name.
So. Not the guy from Vegas who's
no.
like lost in Vegas or whatever?
No, no.
Okay.
I wish I was lost in Vegas.
Oh, well,
I wish I was lost in a Vegas with a case of this wine. So.
Yeah. Not bad.
Yeah, it wouldn't stink. So, all right, why don't you go ahead and start telling us a little bit about our next one?
So we're going to talk about Marinon Le Village Perche Luberon 2022.
That was good. It almost sounded like you knew what you were doing.
Yeah, I'm trying.
Yeah.
14% alcohol by volume, 70% Syrah, 30% Grenache Noir. The grapes come from plots dedicated to red wines with maximum yields of, I have no idea what this measurement is. And we'll talk about it after the break.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Hey, and we're back, and Justin was just finishing up telling us about the Luberon from Marinon. So,
all right. So I learned what HL/HA is. It's hectoliters per hectare.
There you go.
Which sounds like a hectoliter is probably a heck of a lot of liters, and a hectare is a heck of a lot of acres.
There you go. Yeah, that works.
So I'm going with that. And the vineyard's located at an altitude between 300 and 400 meters. And fermentation takes place between 20 Celsius and 22 Celsius with delicate extractions. So talk about vague for a guy not on the metric system. So it's dark ruby red color. The nose, they had some weird notes on their nose. I kind of got a lot of like really nice sweet fruit. I got the mocha and the violet they were talking about. On the palate, I got a variety of fruits. I got like red licorice, raspberry, strawberries, a hint of blueberry. That's more on the finish. And the finish for me, it's like the end of an hourglass where you just have a few grains left and before you notice it, it's gone. But it's nice. It's just super quick. I guess you just have to keep drinking it if you want to figure out the finish.
Like sends in the hourglass, so are the days of our lives. Yeah, exactly. Okay.
Yeah, I like that.
It's like my mom watching her soaps, yeah.
Hey, good memories.
Yeah.
You know.
Hey, if she was watching the soap, she was ignoring me. That was awesome.
Right?
That's when I got in trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah, this one is absolutely fantastic. They were kind enough to send us the wines, and one of them broke, which was the Luberon. And I told him, hey, look, we've got 5. One of them didn't make it, but the other 5 were fine. They were very insistent. We want you to have the Luberon. And thank goodness they did,
because
this one is absolutely fantastic. They actually shipped me this one direct from France.
Merci beaucoup, mon amis.
Absolutely. Delicious. I mean, yeah, the violets are there. There's a little bit of a nuttiness on the tip of the nose, on the palate. Raspberries, black currants. There's definitely a nuttiness in there in the front and the center of the palate. A little bit of black pepper. Just a hint of licorice. And it just, it got a great mouth coat. It's got a really nice finish. Medium long finish. Yeah, all the wines we've done from them have been very good. This one's the complete package. This one's very nice.
This one's begging for a snapper.
Oh, yeah.
Big time.
Yeah, yeah. A nice, nice meaty fish.
Yeah.
Would be perfect with this. And a nice dark sauce. Mm. Yeah, this is delicious. Absolutely delicious.
Well, we've got a
delicious.
Day or two to make that happen.
Yes, we do. So... Because there's plenty of wine left over because it's just the two of us. So.
Right, exactly.
Well, we're going to give the Marinon Le Village Perche Luberon 2022 a well-deserved 4 sips. Great That's job classic. With that one, guys. Really, really great.
Merci beaucoup, Marinon.
So that takes us to our last wine, which is from Brassfield Estate. So the Brassfield Estate Winery is located at the top of the High Valley AVA in Lake County, California. Vines are planted in an altitude matched by only 1% of vineyards in the world. It's remarkable for its cool marine breezes, its volcanic soils, and the high elevations going from 18 to 3,000 feet in the High Valley AVA. It also sits right next to Clear Lake, which is the largest natural lake in California. High Serenity Ranch is the home to the Brassfield Estate, and it is planted to Pinot Grigio, Sauvignon Blanc, Viognier, Gewurztraminer, and quite a few other varietals. Each block is comprised of ancient lake bed and alluvial soils from the surrounding mountain range. The transverse valley winds create some of the coolest sites in Lake County, and the lower temperatures on the valley floor allow for a big diurnal switch when dealing with the temperatures. And the diurnal is the difference between the high and the low during the day.
Oh, thanks for explaining that.
So,
I definitely
didn't. This one here is the 2021 Cabernet Sauvignon High Valley Appellation High Serenity Ranch. It's 14.5% alcohol. It's 85% Cabernet Sauvignon, 8.5% Malbec, 3% Petit Verdot, 2.5% Cabernet Franc, and 1% Merlot. That's a big list. So the vineyards are Monte Sereno. It's 2,100 feet. Rattlesnake Ridge, 2,250. Block 14, between 18 and 2,000. Volcano Ridge. High Serenity Ranch, and Ridgeline. So on the color here, dark, dark, dark garnet. Got a nice rim to it. On the nose, I'm getting nice dark fruit, plums, blueberry, some blackberries, a little bit of bramble there. It's got some really nice tannin to it. It's got a great grip. It's not completely overwhelming, but it's hitting you, letting you know it's there. I think this one really, honestly, it's a 21. I think this one needs a couple of years. Yeah, very, very nice tannins, very good mouth coat all over the mouth. A little bit of cedar. Yeah, I love this one. What'd you think?
So I'm imagining thick grape skins on these. I'm imagining struggling vines like a server at TGI Fridays in the 90s during rush hour, you know, the rush happy hour, the peak. Barely keeping up. And I'm getting, you know, really nice fruit, but balanced. And the finish is really interesting. I really want to visit this winery to see the land that it's in. I want to see these grapes. The wine, if it was an emotion, it makes me curious about where it came from.
I saw some pictures of it because I did a 60-second review of their Sauvignon Blanc, or 90-second, did a reel and put it out on our show social media. It is absolutely beautiful. It's up in the mountains. There's Clear Lake is aptly named. I mean, yeah, it's this beautiful lake. Like, wow, this is really pretty. But
so we would like to go.
Yeah, but the wine's fantastic. This is really, really good.
How far is this from Napa? It's a haul, right?
It's a good drive, but, you know.
Doable.
What else have we got to do?
Yeah, so, true.
Yeah, beautiful wine. Beautiful wine. What do you think?
Oh.
I think we're going to be definitely giving the Brassfield Estate Winery 2021 Cabernet Sauvignon a well-deserved 4 sips.
That's classified.
Yeah, open this one up for an hour.
Yeah.
That's my advice.
Yeah, we opened this one sort of last minute and aerated it a couple of times.
Yeah.
And went through our tasting notes before hitting record. And by the time we got to where we're at the end of the show, this one's really opened up beautifully. I'd open this one up and let it sit for 2 or 3 hours. I mean, but
yeah, if you beautiful. Could plan that far ahead, yeah.
Yeah, if you can plan that far ahead, you're doing pretty dang good.
Because it's tight when it's open, but it opens up nice.
Well, that's all the time we have for today. I want to thank you for joining me because you're the one who made it.
Bob, you're welcome. Better late than never, I would say.
Yeah, well, and the sad thing is the other guys are going to miss all my new sound effects that I got.
Yeah.
I got some really good ones. Here. See if you this remember anything from your childhood here.
Riuniti on ice.
That's nice.
There you go. All right. Riuniti on ice. Well, for Sip, Suds, and Smokes, this is Made Man Bob reminding you life is too short to drink bad wine. And fortunately today, that wasn't a problem for us, so.
Not a problem at all.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast Sip, Suds, and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @sipsudsandsmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip, Suds, and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the dude in the basement studios, your host, the good old boys, will see you all next time.